Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your economic news that may shape this week's economic information. So I focus in on real estate because I'm a mortgage advisor, and that's where I really focus in on because I'm trying to explain to people what's going to go on with housing and interest rates and everything else. But we have to take the whole broad economy in a nutshell, because if the economy is doing pretty bad, most people aren't going to have the money or the confidence to buy a house. So let's figure out what the economy is going and where in the confidence level in a lot of things right now, especially our leaders. So I wanted to just pick out some headlines for today. Let's go through them real fast. And then I'm going to segment over to economic news kind of related to these topics. So China's shrinking imports, slower exports, growth darkens economic outlook. Guys, the whole world is really in turmoil right now. We saw the whole world shut down because of COVID, trying to open back up, but it's hard. We've never been in that situation where the world closed down, and now it's trying to open up, and there's a whole bunch of issues there and all over the world. So let's just move on to the next thing. Gallup polls in regards to Biden and the administration and the financial piece of this. Well, Biden's administration right now has a pretty dismal approval rating. You can see back in 2021, it was a positive. If you look at it now, and guys, I'm not here to bash the Biden administration, but I'm just telling you, going through the headlines, here's his approval rating. It was at 50, where is this, plus something? It was 54, 55. Now, what is it? 42. So I feel, as well as I think most of the economy or most of the country, he's doing a pretty lousy job, him as administration. Let me get my head out of the way here. Treasury Secretary Yellen calls CEOs and business leaders with warning on debt limits. Now, let me just tell you guys, this is in the mainstream media. They want, you know, and it's like shock and awe. So you'll click. But here's what's happening with the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling has been raised over 70 different times. We as a country, we cannot default on our debt. Basically, we're the world's currency. So you can't default on your debt if you're in that situation. So what are they going to do? They're going to jockey back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Use this as political ploys. It'll be used in all the political campaigns next year and everything else. It'll be solved. So relax and move on, folks, because this isn't going to be an issue. Then the next thing is we see here is the Fed. Let's see, Fed survey. Banks are tightening up their lending standards after the hikes turmoil. Let me just give you a feedback, folks. I'm in the mortgage business. I've been in the mortgage business for 33 years. Things always change. But what has been happening in the mortgage industry lately in regards to tightening? Nothing. They've done nothing. There's been really no guideline changes for, like, do you need a higher credit score to qualify? No. Do you need more money down if you're looking to buy a house? No. Is a debt ratio, did they change the debt ratio structure in loans? No. So did they really tighten up? No. They are going to be tightening up on areas such as credit cards, commercial loans and commercial space. They're going to get whacked. And I've been predicting this since we basically said to everybody they can go ahead and work out of their homes during the pandemic, and now nobody wants to go back to the office. Think about how many office spaces are vacant right now. How many offices can't pay the rent because why pay it? Because they're vacant. So that's going to be huge turmoil. But when it comes to residential lending, nothing's really changed, folks. Yes, there has been guidelines and some rate changes that the Biden administration put in, but there's really been no guideline changes in restricting lending. So I want to get that clear. I would let you guys know if there were, but there is not. It's completely just false rumors out there that's expected. So that's the headlines that we're seeing right now. So let's get over to some of the information that you guys are going to see more important. The only thing that really changed, is I'm going to say here, is changes to mortgage guidelines. Mortgage fee structure. That's it. And it's really minute, and people made a huge to-deal over that as well. So there's nothing really going on there. So let's really go in. Let's dive into the real estate sector for this week. And it's all about inventory. You know how I always say, just housing is economics 101. How much supply is there and how much demand? Well, demand is there, but it's not as huge as it once was. But nor is inventory. So we see a huge lack of inventory. This, folks, is the only thing that's going to keep home prices propped up. Now, why I didn't predict a crash, let me go into that piece of it. Where a lot of people failed is There's a foreclosure moratorium that was on for years. Okay. I knew it was there. And I kept telling people, guys, you can't foreclose on anybody. Now, once the house, once that gets lifted and people go into the foreclosure process, banks learned their lesson back in 2008, 9, 10, and 11. They don't want your house. They lose when they take your house, they lose big. So all these companies are trying to modify your loan. So if you're in trouble, if you have a mortgage, call your mortgage servicer. They're going to do everything and anything they can to keep you into their house. They're actually working with over 1 million homeowners right now that are struggling on their mortgage. Okay, it's going to even probably get a little bit worse when the recession hits. But again, the banks don't want to own your house or take your house, so they're going to do everything they can to work with you. So we're seeing that those houses, which are called existing homes, they're not coming to market as much as they were, okay? So now we're falling back on existing homes. Well, existing homes aren't selling it either. Why? Because everybody pretty much has an interest rate of 4 or below if they currently own a house. So basically, like when you're in my situation, I'm at 2.5 or 2.625 on my rate. Even if I were to downsize, it doesn't make sense. So unless I'm completely moving somewhere that I have to move, I'm probably not going to sell my house. So now we got foreclosures and existing homes not in the market. So that takes up the last piece of the puzzle is new construction. Well, new constructions aren't picking up this piece of the market right now either. You're seeing right here. This is how many building permits there are. These are for single family homes. These are for multifamily. Look at the permits over here on single family homes. They're dismal. So now if we go and say, okay, we have three components of the industry right now. We have foreclosures that usually feed the inventory for housing. We have existing homes that feed the inventory for housing. And we have new construction feeding the inventory for housing. Well, if we have two of the three of those that are basically not there, we have very limited supply. So that is going to keep the prices of homes propped up, because even if house demand isn't huge, well, there's no inventory. So even if something pops up, there's going to be a buyer for it. And there's still to this day bidding wars. If you watch my channel or any channel that's really talking to realtors with boots on the ground, they're going to confirm, yes, we're still getting multiple offers day after day after day. So that's the truth on house prices. Now, what in the world's going on with mortgage rates? Well, this changed a little bit today, and I'm not quite sure. This is what the projections are. This is the Chicago Board of Trade. It's the Chicago's futures market, which you're seeing right through here. Okay. And this is what's telling us what the probability that the Federal Reserve is going to do at their next meeting. Well, let me give you some context. This represents right here what the federal funds rate is going to be. Right through here, the federal funds rate today is between 5 and 5.25. You're seeing that right in here. All right. So last week, the probability of it staying there was about 90%. It might have been 93%. Now it's down to 78% with a 21% probability that there might be a rate hike coming at the June meeting. I'm completely against that. I hope they do not do that, because I think once they let the dust settle, all these other numbers are going to fit in place. So can you see here that the federal funds rate is expected to be there in June and July? So they're expecting it really not to move. Okay, this is where we are right now. And the blue lines are what's expected to happen at that meeting. So this goes back and says on 9/20 of 2023, you know, later this year, they're expected to reduce rates from 5 and 5.25 to 4.75 to 5, a 25% reduction in rate. Then the next meeting, another 25, next meeting, another 25, and so forth. So rates are expected to come down. This is from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I'll show you that data right here to validate that information. So that's what's expected on the interest rate front. We go over to here, and the bond market tickers are telling me right here, 10-year treasuries are up. And then what you're seeing across here is mortgage-backed securities. These are the instruments, basically, these are the bonds trading on Wall Street that determine or create your mortgage rate. Okay, so what this is the price of a mortgage-backed security bond, and it's saying the price right now is down 0.06. Well, what in the world does that mean? All you need to know is this. If the price is down, that means rates are going up. There's a flip-flop. We call it an inverse relationship. This number goes up, rates come down. This number goes down, rates go up. Okay, so let's figure out where rates are to start today. Well, these are where they ended Friday. Rates aren't posted yet this morning. So here's where rates ended on Friday. Now, these are the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing a property. And these are published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. What they do is they survey mortgage lenders all over the country and said this. If you had a borrower looking to buy their first house, they have a 740 credit score, putting 20% down. Remember those criterias. 740 credit score, putting 20% down on their first home that's a primary home and it's a single family home. What would the rates be? Here they are. So again, guys, these are national averages with that criteria. So if your information's a little bit, you know, your credit score is a little worse than this, you can expect a little bit higher rate. If your credit scores are higher than this, well, this is probably the best rate in town. So your rate's probably a little bit higher than what you're seeing on your screen, but how do you find out what you qualify for? What would your rate be? Well, all I need you to do is reach out to us. How do you do that? Well, go over into your search bar and just plug in the rate update, and that's us. What I'd like you to do is do one of two things. One, schedule or just make a phone call to us, 844-775-5626. We'll have somebody there, a mortgage consultant for you, and you can ask them any question you have. Or if you'd like to schedule a consultation with us, you're like, I can't do it right now, but I can do it maybe Wednesday at 11. Well, there's a calendar down below. Just click down there. You can schedule a one-on-one appointment with one of our mortgage advisors to answer any questions that you have. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for watching. I need you guys to support. If you like the videos, please don't forget to give me a thumbs up and subscribe down below. Take care, guys. Thanks for watching. See you tomorrow.